And your calls in just a moment here. It's 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. They call this something called the digital divide. There is a discrepancy, a disparity, I should say, between people who have strong digital access and those who do not. And in the city of Detroit, Kevin, we've known this for a long time, there's not a lot of access to a whole lot of people, but there's a new investment to make sure that that changes.
We just heard from Tudor Dixon, who's running for governor. She said that 50% of third graders failed the reading test, that literacy is such a problem. One of the things we learned during the pandemic is the importance of being able to teach kids while they're at home. And we found out that so many families just don't have access to phones and tablets and laptops and the internet. Joining us now is Michelle Gilbert, Vice President of Public Relations at Comcast Cable. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with both of you.
Yes. I know you guys have been working on this and you guys have a strategic plan. Can you tell us a little bit about the problem and how we're hoping to get through it?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, you know, Comcast has been working toward bridging the digital divide through adoption for 10 and a half years now. So this is something that we've got a lot of experience in. We really understand the barriers to adoption. And it really starts with understanding that there is a difference between access and adoption. And according to the FCC, in the city of Detroit, more than 99% of residents have access to advanced fiber or cable networks that offer gigabit speeds. And 88% of those residents have more than one choice. But here's the difference, and here's where the adoption issue comes in. Only 64.5% of Detroit residents subscribe to home broadband. So what we really need to focus on as a community is why are those 35%+ of residents or homeowners not subscribing? And those are due to a number of different barriers that we are trying to eliminate.
So it's not like pockets of neighborhoods can't have access. This is a problem of getting people to subscribe and perhaps making sure that they can afford to subscribe.
That is exactly right. And Comcast has had a program called Internet Essentials for more than 10 years that has provided low-income households with affordable broadband. Now, when you put the affordable connectivity program that the federal government instituted early this year on top of that, that gives a $30 credit to eligible households' internet bill. It literally makes internet access free for eligible families.
Is that the number one barrier? Are there other barriers other than affordability? Is that pretty much it?
No, there are other barriers. Certainly cost has been a big barrier. And now that the cost barrier has been eliminated, we really need to educate households about how to sign up for the Affordable Connectivity Program, because they may not even be aware. And if they are aware, but they don't have a comfort level with using the internet, they need assistance. And that's one of the things that Comcast is really committed to this year and into the future, is helping those people who have never had broadband before how to sign up, how to create a password, and how to use it securely. The other issue that we face is equipment. We know, and we've been a part of the effort to get tablets and computers into as many hands as possible, especially those school children who a couple years ago were faced with not having the right equipment in the house. But we all know what happens to our laptops after a couple of years. They become outdated. So there's going to continue to be that need for new equipment to get it in the hands of the people who need it the most. And that will continue to be a barrier until we get past this social issue.
Yeah.
Well, so will you hold classes for people to teach them this and how to sign up and how to use the tablets and the phones, or will people go to their homes? How do you get past that education barrier?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So Comcast has been partnering with a number of different nonprofit organizations for several years now, the nonprofit organizations are already holding these classes. What Comcast does is we help fund the classes and we provide them with all the resources that they need. So these classes are free. Of course, for the past couple of years, we haven't been able to do them in person because of the pandemic. I think you're going to start seeing that changing this year and hopefully into the future. But we also have multiple online resources available through our InternetEssentials.com website, and those are available to anybody to download for free.
Well, there's a lot of help, and it's needed, and it's going to change the conversation, hopefully, from digital divide to digital access. And Michelle Gilbert, we appreciate your time. Michelle Gilbert, Vice President of Public Relations at Comcast Cable. Michelle, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much.